FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz. Today is 9/22/20. Well, we're rapidly approaching the end of this month, and what a month it's been. Markets, hey, we've got our contest, and we're going to have our drawing next week, actually on this Friday, what the price of gold will be at noontime. We've gotten thousands of entries. We appreciate it, and I will do the drawing. Maybe we'll have a webcast and announce the winner on the webcast. That would be great, but in any event, you know, precious metals, that's not the only place to find gold. What I have found, and I've sold a number of businesses myself, purchased a couple, is when you look for closely held companies, you can really make your fortune. If you choose wisely, you do your due diligence properly, and you get into a place where you've got some expertise and some passion, you can take these companies, some of which are profitable, highly profitable, others not so much. You can buy them at discounts. You can use OPM, and you can build these companies into something major. I've known a number of people who've done it. And now there is a tool that actually makes all of that much easier. You know, you could go to business brokers, multiple listing, all of that type of thing. But new platform, brought to you by a gentleman, Peter Lerman. And Peter, you are the founder of Axial and got a long record experience in financial software, in the financial markets. So tell us here, Axial, what does it do for you if you're looking to buy or to sell a company?
Sure. Well, Kerry, thanks for having me on. It's great to be with you and great to be with your large audience. And just thanks for the opportunity. So Axial is, in a nutshell, the way to think about Axial is an online matchmaker for professionals who are buying and selling small and medium-sized privately held companies. By small and medium-sized, I mean businesses that usually have somewhere between $5 to $100 million in annual revenues. The annual pre-tax earnings, the profits, as you mentioned earlier, can range from negative to, you know, in some cases as large as $15 or $20 million of pre-tax earnings. So this part of the American economy is composed of several million businesses. It is about a third of American GDP, and it employs, or at least has historically employed, about 100 million Americans. But it's far outside the limelight. It's not Wall Street. It's not the Fortune 2000. It is many, many, many millions of small and medium-sized businesses that, you know, collectively make up this sort of huge part of the economy. And historically, there has been no trusted matchmaker online to try and help the buyers and the sellers find and connect with one another when a buyer is looking to buy businesses or a seller of a business is looking to sell his or her business. And so after a 10-year career, my first 10 years in business in a related area, I decided to start Axial to try and solve that problem, make it easier for buyers to find targets being businesses that they want to acquire, make it easier for entrepreneurs who wish to sell their business, to exit their business, to do so in a confidential way, to do it in a safe way, and to use the power and the reach of the internet to help them find potentially a really good partner to buy their business and hopefully take it to the next level. Now, so that's it in a nutshell.
Now, you got a lot of experience doing financial software and such. How did you get into this particular space?
The short answer to that is my first career. I went, I got the easiest job in the world, which was getting a job to go work for my brother Thomas. I worked with him and his co-founder for 5 years, building an information business that helped investors in public companies get access to information on public companies, so big traded, you know, publicly traded companies. And what I noticed over the 6 years that I was at that company was that there was a huge amount of information on public companies all over the internet, so much information, filings with the government and the SEC. If you all of a sudden go and try and look up information on private companies, you know, 11 years ago, there's almost nothing, right? So if you're a public company in America, you have an enormous amount of information on you. You know how much the, you know, management team's getting paid. You know how much stock they're buying and selling. You know what the stock price is every day. There's all this information, and there's no information on private companies, or very, very little information, especially 10 years ago when we started Axial. And so I noticed that, and I just thought that that was part of the reason why buying and selling small and mid-sized businesses was so expensive, was so hard, was so time intensive, had very high failure rates. And so the real idea behind Axial is to build a matchmaking service by creating a huge amount of information available on private companies. You got to do it in the right way, because private companies like to protect their information. So I've learned a lot over the last 10 years about how to create an information business serving private companies. And one of the most important things you have to remember is entrepreneurs like to be very careful about how and when and with whom they share their information. And prior to Axial, there were a lot of bulletin board sort of style internet companies that were trying to solve this problem, but they didn't give the entrepreneurs the control to decide who and when and how to share the information. So you, if you wanted to use one of these sort of old school internet 1.0 billboards, you could do that if you wanted to sell your business, but then basically anybody with an internet connection could see that your company was for sale. So part of what we did at Axial was create a new privacy model that protects the information of the entrepreneur's business until he or she is ready to divulge it to different buyers. And that's been sort of one of the core things that we figured out pretty early on. Yeah. And that we stuck with.
Interesting. Because, you know, as an entrepreneur, one of the reasons you become an entrepreneur, start your own business, is there certain tax favorable practices that you can engage in, tax minimization strategies. But that same thing also becomes an obstacle when you're going to sell your company, right? How does Axial help get around that?
Get around the what specifically do you mean, Kerry?
As far as the flow of information, so that companies who are seeking to acquire get a better look at the company than would otherwise be garnered from their tax returns, say?
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next.
Trilogy Metals is a world-class developer in Alaska's Ambler Mining District. The company already possesses 8 billion pounds of copper, 3 billion pounds of zinc, over 1 million gold equivalent ounces, and now over 77 million pounds of cobalt. Trilogy's Arctic project boasts an after-tax net present value of $1.4 billion with a 33% IRR. Trilogy is led by an experienced management team with proven success in discovering and developing projects in Alaska. The company is well capitalized, has no debt, and possesses strong institutional support. Trilogy trades on the New York and Toronto exchanges under the ticker symbol TMQ. To learn more, go to TrilogyMetals.com. That's TrilogyMetals.com.
The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Right. So I don't want to get too deep into the details of how we built the platform, but the basic premise of the platform is that if you are the entrepreneur and you are the one who created the company, you are the one who spent 15, 20, 10, 30, 40, 50, three generations, however long, building the company, you should decide how the business gets sold, not the buyer. Right? You should decide who the buyers might be. You should decide when and how to share information with them. And so we really built the platform so that the sellers can confidentially upload a whole bunch of information on their business. And when they upload that information confidentially, what we've essentially done is give them a one-way mirror into the whole universe of buyers. So let's say you run a manufacturing company, you manufacture cleaning products for commercial real estate buildings. And the business is pretty big. It's got $15, $20 million of revenue, maybe $1 to $2 million of pre-tax earnings. You can upload a whole bunch of that information to the Axial platform in total secrecy. Nobody's able to see it except for you because you're the one uploading it. But once you upload it, the Axial platform says, okay, based upon what you've uploaded, these are the 300 or 150 or 29 or, you know, it's a dynamic number. These are all of the different potential buyers that might be interested in buying your business. And here are the reasons why they might be interested in buying your business. And then you, as the seller, can decide which of those buyers you want to invite to initiate a discussion with. Right. And at that point, you share an NDA, a non-disclosure agreement, which binds them to confidentiality and to use the information you share with them only in the context of evaluating your business and not for any other purposes, commercial or otherwise. You execute that NDA. And then after you've executed that NDA, you're in a position to begin revealing the identity of your business, begin revealing more of the sensitive information of your business. So you sort of roll the information out in waves, like sort of concentric circles. But you do it at your own pace and with only the buyers who you have approved. So it's not like a real estate listing where, you know, everyone once you put it on, exactly, everybody sees it. You get to decide who gets to come into your house on this platform, right, so to speak.
So I sign up, I manage to do a sale. Obviously, Axial's getting a fee for arranging the marriage effectively, right?
In many cases, we actually do. So the business model is simple. We have buyers who wish to pay a transaction fee, and we have buyers who, in lieu of paying a transaction fee, would prefer to pay Axial an annual subscription for the service itself. And we actually enable both. What that means is if you're a seller, you actually don't pay anything at all. So we charge the buyers in the marketplace the fees, whether they're subscription or whether they are transaction fees. We do not charge sellers any fees.
Oh, very cool. So you got everything to gain here, nothing to lose. I guess since you've been doing it, how many companies have you enabled to get sold on the platform? Approximately.
So on average right now, there are about 400 or 500 businesses each month that initiate a transaction and begin to engage with buyers through the Axial platform. And about 20% of those transactions are reported as closed anywhere between sort of 3 and 9 months later. So we've been in the business for about 10 years. I mean, we started very, you know, that we weren't selling, you know, helping to sell 400 businesses a month in month one, you know, year one. But we've now helped, you know, several thousand businesses get sold over the life of the company.
Oh, very impressive. All right. So I guess you're going to probably want to find out, connect with Peter, connect with Axial. How do you connect with Axial?
Oh, the website is open 24/7, 365. That's www.axial.net, axial.net. I love to be as hands-on as I can be, particularly with entrepreneurs or with buyers of businesses. My email address is, I'm happy to give it out. It's peter@axial.net, peter@axial.net. But the platform is fairly self-explanatory, and we have a couple of experts at the company who are specialized in helping small and medium-sized business owners to make use of the platform and leverage the tools in all the right ways. So happy to help out Monday to Friday with me and my team. And the platform is fairly self-explanatory if you want to dig into it late at night or over the weekend.
All right. Hey, it sounds fascinating. We're definitely going to take a look at it ourselves and give you some feedback on it. And hey, if you're looking to sell a business or to buy one, because for every seller, there's hopefully a buyer out there, assuming it's a quality company, of course, this might be a good place to go. Peter, appreciate you coming on. Any questions or comments for Peter or myself? If you're looking to sell a business or buy one, just let me know. I'm curious to know how many of you out there might actually need the services of an Axial. The email address is kl@carrylutz.com, Twitter feed @CarrieLutz, Facebook page, Financial Survival Network, and of course, our website, financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Peter, good luck, and thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks, Carrie. Great to be here.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.